The latest federal chief information officer to transition to the federal business space is Sonny Hashmi. He's the outgoing chief information officer at the General Services Administration, and he'll be a new managing director at Box, overseeing their federal work, and here to talk about the past, present, and future of federal government IT. Sonny, it is terrific to have you. I enjoyed meeting your lovely wife on Saturday night at the Night for the Children, hosted by AFSEA Bethesda. Thanks very much for coming. It's great to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Francis. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're looking back on a career in which you did a lot of terrific things in concert with Casey Coleman when you served as her deputy when she was CIO at the General Services Administration. You succeeded her. We'll start with the easiest question. What are you proudest of or most happy about in your tenure in the federal government?
So I've been very fortunate to work with some of the brightest minds in federal IT over the last 4 years. GSA as an agency, as well as across the federal landscape, I feel that we have some of the hardest working, brightest folks who are trying to make every day working hard to making federal IT better. Some of the things that we've achieved over the last 4 years under the direction of the Federal Information Chief Information Officer and the administration is a real focus on adopting cloud computing as the default platform and default mechanism in government IT. We've done a lot of work in securing cloud, which was a big question mark a few years ago with the advent of FedRAMP as a program and bringing consistency into the federal cloud IT security framework. I think we made a lot of movement in that area. We've also started the conversation around data and performance management. It's always a difficult topic to undertake, and it's always challenging in large organizations to manage it. But some of the work that we've done recently around developing benchmarks against common areas of federal administration are yielding results already. And lastly, I would say I think as government IT is evolving, as the industry is evolving, getting more mature, we're seeing a big uptake in modern paradigms, such as mobility, such as citizen-first, user-centric design, DevOps, open source. And these are all positive things. I think in many of these cases, we're over the tipping point. And I'm very excited to see what happens next. And I'll be closely monitoring this evolution and hopefully be part of this on the industry side.
I have every confidence that'll be the case. You mentioned FedRAMP, and that's just one tool that your successor will have that you were just in the process of starting to get when you became the CIO and didn't exist at all when you came into the federal IT business, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, I've been at the federal IT for about 5 years now, and before that I was with state and local city government here. FedRAMP is definitely an amazing tool for my successor, David Chive, to continue to not only participate in terms of part of the Joint Authorization Board, but also to leverage innovative technologies and cloud platforms. FedRAMP is accelerating every day that we have new cloud service providers coming online in different aspects of the program. I'm very excited that this is going to not only save tremendous amounts of money for the federal government, but allow CIOs to leverage these technologies quickly and in a secure and compliant way. We also have other programs, similar programs that are coming together. So some of the work that GSA has undertaken, as well as the White House, to establish these innovative startup organizations like 18F and U.S. Digital Service, I'm very excited about these programs. I think they are the genesis of where federal IT is headed next, and they can help us CIOs really understand how to focus on mission outcomes first and develop modern, innovative, iterative solutions that allow us to get there. Those are the kind of programs that I'm hoping will continue and become ingrained into federal IT at all levels as we move forward.
You mentioned the JAB board, and you serve for the few days that you have left GSA on the JAB board with Luke McCormick from DHS and Terry Halverson, the CIO at the Defense Department. What's your takeaway from your time as in that part of your job?
Yes, absolutely. And it's been an honor to serve with both Luke and Terry. And as well as the FedRAMP PMO. What's interesting is that the federal government is a very large entity, and it has many different mission areas within it. So painting a particular solution from a one-size-fits-all just doesn't make sense. that's why the JAB board is such a powerful tool, because it brings together the perspectives of the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and GSA, which really represents a civilian agency perspective, into that board. And decisions get made based on what's good for the overall posture for government. What the FedRAMP program also allows for, which is also very powerful, is for agencies to work individually with cloud service providers and do security authorizations directly with them while maintaining compliance with the overall framework that FedRAMP has put together. That allows for a faster, more agile approach to getting these certifications done. As you can imagine, it's a very difficult and time-consuming process that both cloud service providers have to go through and the government representatives. But I firmly believe that this is, while for the last couple of years it's been more of a startup phase of the program, we are over the point where this program will start to generate tremendous returns on that investment.
What's pushed it over the hump? Is it just the fact that you've worked, you and Matt Goodrich, the program manager for FedRAMP, who has the coolest Twitter handle, by the way, Mr. FedRAMP. I mean, it's pretty clear what his priority is. But is it just the fact that you've worked through this process, the time that Maria Rote put in when she was there and so on? Is that it? Or has there been some event or series of events that have kind of, in your view, pushed FedRAMP over the line?
I think there's three primary things. First of all, the program itself has matured. As the program started, there was a lot of debate and discussions around some of the ins and outs of how to test, validate, how to create the 3PA organizational oversight, how do we get certified to do these independent authorizations. Now many of those things are behind us, and so the program is flowing better. We have more demand on the government side. So as we're seeing more and more agencies adopt cloud computing, and as FedRAMP is becoming the requirement for going live with the cloud solution, the demand side is increasing. That in turn is increasing the supply side, which is more and more cloud service providers are not only interested, but able to and mature enough to go through the program and meet its requirements. So all of that ecosystem is working together as it should be. If the demand side wasn't there, the supply side wasn't there, the program would not be self-sustaining. But I believe that we're over that point where both the demand and supply side will be healthy and will continue to grow. And at the same time, the program will be getting more streamlined with time as more people have more experience with reviewing packages. The industry partners and 3PA organizations have more experience creating and testing those packages. We'll get a lot of efficiencies in the program as well. So all three have to kind of coexist for this program to be self-sustaining, and I think we're past the point where we have to worry about that.
On cloud more broadly, do you see the cloud-first concept? The initiative is, in my view, different than the concept. The initiative is somebody tells you have to do it that way. The
right.
concept is people actually do it that way.
Right.
Is it your sense that the cloud-first concept is starting to become or has become embedded in people's brains as how we're going to do government IT moving forward wherever possible?
I would certainly hope so, and I would say largely yes. Obviously, there are still some cultural barriers, some information barriers that are challenging, but I see this adoption accelerating. I think if you look back 3 years ago, the major question that we would ask each other and debate for a long time is cloud ever going to be viable for government? Is it secure enough? What about issues with data location? What about issues with monitoring and so forth? But now, 2-3 years later, many of those challenges have been overcome. The industry is more mature today. The government is more mature today. More options exist to buy cloud, secure cloud. And so the conversation now is really focused around how we implement it, how we get the most value out of it. How do we make sure that we don't have lock-in issues and things like that, which are the right higher-order problems to be discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we're over the tipping point of debating whether cloud is going to be the right solution set. Now, of course, cloud is not the right solution for everything, but I'm seeing that it's become part of a natural conversation in most agencies where adopting a cloud solution or a shared solution is not a out-of-the-norm an approach. Which is exactly where we need to be. Cloud should not be, at this point, something that is special and unique. It should be part of our overall solution set. And when it's treated that way, I think it can achieve great benefit to the federal agencies.
One of the things that I appreciated about what you and Casey did when she preceded you was the attitude at GSA always seems to have been, we're not doing this just for the sake of transitioning to cloud email or whatever. It was a business transformation mentality, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back. Sunny Hashmi is my guest, the outgoing Chief Information Officer at the General Services Administration, soon to be Managing Director of Box, and we'll be back in a moment on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. Sunny Hashmi is my guest. And Sunny, of course, the outgoing Chief Information Officer at the General Services Administration, soon to be Managing Director at Box. And we talked a little bit about business transformation a moment ago, Sunny. And I think sometimes I'm guilty of this, and I think others on the media side that cover what you and your colleagues do are guilty of it, too. We tend to think about some thing that you're doing, some program or project or initiative in and of itself, rather than, for example, the important element that it plays in business transformation.
Absolutely.
And how the agency does its business better, serves customers better, and all of that. How do you as a manager manage that idea down amongst your folks or try to grow it from the bottom? And how do you think that you'll be able to play a role in that transitioning to the private sector?
Sure. So in my entire career, I've always been involved in federal IT or government IT, I should say. Even when I was in the private sector for many years, my entire focus in my entire career has been to make government IT better. And I hope that I can, and I know that I will continue to do that on the when I move to Box. Ultimately, we're all here to serve the taxpayers. Personally, you know, none of us are here to do IT for IT's sake or run programs or oversee projects. You know, ultimately without the focus on improving outcomes for our customers and our customers are the taxpayers. So my philosophy has always been that everything we do, every line item in the budget, every project we run, every challenge we undertake should have a direct line of sight to our stakeholders, our customers, and our citizens. And that's a philosophy that I've tried to foster within my organization every day. I'm very lucky to have a team that gets it. I'm very lucky to have partners in the bureaus and offices that we work with who are focused on this solely. And I know that I go across the federal government and work with many agencies, and I have yet to see in one place where this is not something that is a focus. People work for the government because they want to make a difference. They want to serve the taxpayers better. They work desperately and hard to make sure that they improve outcomes. There are many challenges in the way of making that happen. Some are surmountable, others are not, but every day people work hard to make sure that they are providing better value to the taxpayer. If you focus on that end, a lot of things start making sense. Mm-hmm. And everything we've done at GSA, whether it's to go to the cloud, whether it's to improve legacy processes, ultimately have in one way or the other been with the focus of improving federal IT for the taxpayers. Through these initiatives, we have reduced IT budget within GSA by over $100 million over the last couple of years. So almost 20% of our IT budget. That's not to sort of just have it end to itself because those numbers look good, but it's because more of that investment that the taxpayers make into us can go towards mission areas mm-hmm. to be able to actually serve the Federal Acquisition Service customers or the public buildings. That's the responsibility that we have. And I think if you focus our energies on those outcomes every day, I think a lot of things become very simple.
How important was it in your mind, personally, not policy-wide as far as the agency goes, but personally in your mind, how important was it for GSA to play that role, not only in the money savings, business transformation leadership and all of that, but also as kind of an example setter as the organization that is the public buildings portfolio manager and a major acquisition leader in government? to be able to say, we're doing this and you can do it too?
I think it's important. I think it has been important, not because GSA, look, I firmly believe that GSA's mission is unique and different, like every agency's is. I don't assume that GSA, the challenges we see in GSA's IT in terms of cyber or compliance or oversight are any more or less complex than many of my agency partners. Every agency has its own set of challenges, and I don't pretend that ours are somewhat more difficult to overcome than anything else, anybody else's. However, GSA does enjoy both the ability, the leadership, the focus to be able to be an early adopter of some of these concepts. I think what I saw firsthand is that when we took steps to invest in some of these technologies, some of these models like open space, like open data, social media, obviously cloud, going past many years to the first agency being, going online with the internet in the 90s. Every single time that's happened, we've sort of set the path that has allowed us to help and, support other agencies who also want to do the same thing. Look, federal agencies have enormous missions. They have challenges that I can only, one of us can only dream of every day or imagine. And if GSA can play a role in figuring out some of those mechanisms that allow an agency to go and have an easier time with the transition, we take it as an honor to serve that role. In the case of, for example, going to the cloud for email or hosting or those types of things, we were fortunate to have then work with many agencies who were trying to do the same thing, were able to do the same thing, but through our experience, they didn't have to spend as much time, energy, or effort figuring the same solutions out. And that made their lives easier. I think some of the work that we've done with FedRAMP has saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to other agencies who would have otherwise had to figure out security authorizations on their own. So it does work. And GSA is a good agency where it can work. And so I'm glad to have been partners in that process with many agencies who've many innovators across the federal government who are overcoming similar or even bigger challenges. But I think GSA's unique role is the right one to allow agencies to then leverage us as a common early adopter for these things. And I think that's something we take very seriously.
When you decided that you were going to leave and you're going to go to Box and it started to sink in and you thought, it's going to stink that I'm not going to be able to fill in the blank. What are the things that are on your plate and will be on your successor's plate that you really are psyched about, that you're really enthusiastic to watch become completed, that you'll now watch from the outside, Sonny?
Sure. There's a long list, and that's what made it a very hard decision for me. While the opportunity at Box is very exciting, and I'm thrilled to be part of that, leaving GSA has been a very difficult decision for me. Ultimately, I don't believe in this concept of we're going to do some major projects that will end and then it's time to move on. There's always a continuous process going on of improving the current status quo, of investing in the future. There's a few things going on at GSA that are extremely exciting, and I've been lucky to have been part of that, a small part of that. One of them is the Common Acquisition Platform. It's a new mechanism by which, using category management, Federal Acquisition Service partnered with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and other agencies are rethinking the future of federal acquisitions. GSA has a very direct role in that visioning, and some of the work we're doing in IT is to directly support that vision. So I'm very excited about that. The future of the IAE system of ecosystem of systems is also something that I'm very heavily involved in. I was deeply involved in that program from the very beginning when SAM went live. We had challenges, we overcame those challenges, and we set a path for the future. There's a great team working really, really innovative things in that space right now, but I would love to see that go all the way to the end. Some of the newer models like 18F and mobility and some of the work we're doing around building management are really innovative, really thought-leading, but they're still early days, and I would love to see them become more mature.
Mm-hmm.
So the list goes on, but at the same time, I think I'm very lucky to have a team there who I have complete faith and confidence in. I have no doubt that they will carry these programs forward and they'll be extremely successful. So I'll be cheering them on from the outside and helping them in any way that I can.
I read this week that 18F is almost exactly a year old and has gone from just a handful of employees under 20 to around 100. What do you see the projection or the evolution of 18F and the other digital operations in across the government looking like in another year or 2 years, Sonny?
Sure. So I think what the biggest thing that 18F has done is to really show that there's a better way to not only build systems and products, but also a better way to run IT. In other words, how we hire folks, how we do acquisitions. There is a better way, and they are working very hard to find those ways, not only for their own consumption, but then to, again, prove as a roadmap for other agencies who are trying to do similar things. I am very bullish on the future of not just 18F and USDS, but also this overall concept of a digital-first, user-first mentality on IT. I personally believe that that over time, this concept of big IT failures will become obsolete. As aspirational as that may sound, if we really continue to follow the best practices that we're following with some of these digital teams of small risk taking, user centricity, open source, pivoting when we need to pivot, developing in sprints, agile DevOps, I believe that we can get to an environment where this is baked into the DNA of how IT gets done, rather than being an exception. So what I'm hoping is that over the next few years, we get to a point where this is the norm for how IT operates across the federal government, rather than the exception. And we're not quite there yet today. I would hope that in the future, organizations like 18F and USGS are not new and different, but they are just part of the ecosystem of how IT gets done.
Mm-hmm.
They're options that agencies can explore, but also their agency internal IT teams are organized to operate in similar models. I'm also very excited about seeing what industry is doing in this area. There's smart companies who are equally bullish, equally aggressive about setting up the similar models that helps government consume in the new way, if you will. So I'm excited about the overall ecosystem. It's not just about 18F standing up small innovative shops within government, but it's industry and government working together in this new model. And with time, I'm hoping that this is the default way of things getting things done in federal IT.
You've made it a point since the news first came out that you were leaving to tell everybody that would listen that you're going to continue to be involved in the community here, and you're going to continue to want to share ideas and promote good governance and good IT through it. And I'm really looking forward to watching how that plays out, Sonny. It's terrific to have you on the program.
Thank you, Francis. Thanks for having me. It's been exciting. And just to echo that, absolutely, I'll be involved in the federal IT community. And anything I can do to continue this momentum, I'll be happy to do.